Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Welcome to the OC, The Oral History by Alan Sepinwall in conversation with Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage. Read by Alan Sepinwall, Josh Schwartz, Stephanie Savage, Josh Bloomberg, Robert Fass, Andrew Iden, Fred Sanders, Ewan Chung, Kaleo Griffith, Michael David Axtell, Alyssa Bresnahan, Carissa Vacker, Therese Plummer, Amy Landon, Eva Kaminsky, Hillary Huber, and Sonila Nankani. This is Alan Sepinwall. For Stacy. Prologue. The Party. On September 9th, 2003, the Fox network threw a party at a Manhattan Beach bar where radio contest winners could watch the latest episode of The OC with the stars of TV's hottest new drama. The cast and members of the creative team piled into the backs of cars to make their way over from their nearby production facility, and writer's assistant Lauren Gussis found herself in the same vehicle with series star Adam Brody, who played the already beloved, adorkable Seth Cohen. "We're driving, we're chatting," recalls Gussis. "The show had just aired a few times, and everybody continued to be super humble and kind." No one in the car was prepared for the scene about to unfold before them. "We get to the place," says Gussis, and the door to the car opens and Adam Brody steps out to a sea of screaming teenage girls. And I watched his face change. Like, this is the moment that this guy realizes he's famous. He didn't know until that moment that he had become a teen icon. I watched it. I saw it happen. This is maybe one of the greatest moments of my career, and it has nothing to do with me. To watch that realization dawn on someone's face, it was amazing. How many times in your life do you get to see that moment for anybody? That's the Beatlemania moment. That night at the bar were Brody, Ben McKenzie, Misha Barton, Rachel Bilson, and the rest of the OC cast were overwhelmed with the love and adoration of their rapidly growing fan base, was not the start of the OC experience for anyone who attended, but it was the moment that transformed the way all of them thought about the reach and power of the show on which they were all working so hard, the moment they recognized they were part of something that could be described as a phenomenon, without hyperbole. It was the beginning of a wild, turbulent ride with gorgeous highs and shocking lows, on screen and off, that would not soon be forgotten by the people making the show, nor by those who watched it. The OC was, depending on who you asked, a teen soap opera that was smart and funny enough to be enjoyed by adults, or a self-aware comedy punctuated by occasional melodrama. Its creator Josh Schwartz and his producing partner Stephanie Savage viewed it as a Trojan horse that they would use to hide all the nuanced character work they cared about inside a sexy package the Fox network would be willing to air. It put a mainstream spotlight on indie rock music and comic book culture. It put seemingly nonsense words like chrismica, noopsies, and yogalades into the vernacular. In characters like brooding outsider Ryan Atwood, lonely and self-destructive Marissa Cooper, wisecracking nerd Seth Cohen, and reformed mean girl Summer Roberts, it helped create new archetypes or brought unexpected spins to familiar ones. And, oh yeah, at its best, it was pretty goddamn great. The story of the OC is typically summarized this way. A terrific, wildly popular first season, followed by a rapid decline in both quality and ratings, until the show all but faded from the discourse. But the truth, as told by the people who made the show, who starred in it, and even by those who watched it obsessively, is more complicated than that. Well, yes, the third season of the show is largely indefensible. But even that, including the shocking character death at the end of that year, which in turn accelerated the demise of the show itself, isn't necessarily for the reasons you might think. This book is a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?